We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And we all know there's certain words and phrases which used to be really cool, but eventually they became old and outdated.
Yep.
I think I've always missed the memo on when they became old and outdated, but it's fine.
Yeah, we're constantly evolving.
That's why generally you don't hear people saying, like, "That's groovy, daddy-o."
Oh, I just told someone that that was the cat's meow yesterday.
Oh, God.
Chillax, Mom. Don't flip your wig. Or, "Come on, snake. Let's rattle."
Oh, what? I've never.
Is that a thing?
What?
That's how you ask people to dance back in the 1950s.
Ooh, I like
"Come
that.
On, snake. Let's go rattle."
Now it's like, "Sup, girl. Want to twerk?"
Yeah. No, you don't even ask. You just grind on their backside.
Uh-huh. Turns out, though, there's also hand gestures that become outdated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if you grew up in the 90s or earlier and you wanted to use your hand to pretend that you're on the phone, you'd stick out your thumb and your pinky and then hold that up to face to mimic like a phone handset.
Yeah.
Well, today's kids have absolutely no idea why you're doing that.
Oh, my God. That makes sense because they've never used a phone like that.
Nope. Because there's actually a TikTok video going viral where a dad asked both of his kids what hand gesture they would use to pretend that they were on the phone.
What'd they use?
And both of them held up their palm flat to the side of their head.
Oh my God. And it makes so much sense.
I mean, Alexis, you're 22 or something.
No. I know the phone signal.
You
Brooke.
Do?
Yes.
Have you ever dialed a phone before?
Yeah, when I was little. My first phone was a little flip one.
You know? No, that's not the same.
I had the little rotary phone that you pulled around on a string.
Oh,
remember that one with the bright red? Like,
oh, we're talking that old.
Yeah. No. Like where you would get a call and your mom would be listening in on the other line and you wouldn't know.
No, dude. Not those.
It was a hard time back then. Okay, I'm going to let you know.
At least the kids didn't say, "What's a phone call?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too.
But soon the general hand gesture for taking a photo is going to be changing too.
Oh yeah, because it used to be holding a camera and pushing
like
one
camera.
Finger down.
Soon it's going to be like extend your arm straight out with your wrist curled back towards you.
Yeah, selfie mode.
So just a warning to all you older folks out there. Yeah, you know who you are. You old jazz bags. Gotta update your hand gestures, okay? Let's get ourselves shocked. It's time for your shock collar question of the day. We're gonna draw a name out of a bucket to figure out who puts on the shock collar. That person gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what tune you want to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Alexis, Baby Bugaboo, Fuller.
What?
Speaking of outdated terms.
You're our little baby bugaboo.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right, Alexis
you don't know
is going to.
What a bugaboo is, do you?
No, I didn't know it was real.
But it's cute.
Alexis is going to put on the shock collar. While she's doing that, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Forbes recently came out with their list of the highest grossing media franchises of all time. This includes media franchises that started as a book, film, video game, TV series, or expanded to other forms of media. Pokemon, of course, was number one on the list, with $95 billion.
Yeah.
And Star Wars was number five on the list, with $70 billion. I need you to name the other three media franchises on the list in no particular order.
Ooh, that's a big question.
What are your first thoughts, Alexis?
Okay, my first thoughts is, have I read any books? And I think that have turned into movies. And
that's
I think Harry Potter, when I was little, I did.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Do you think that's big enough, though?
I don't think that Harry Potter is bigger than Star Wars.
Well, I think it is.
Does it have
doesn't have to be bigger, because he said one was Pokemon, two was Star Wars.
I did say Pokemon was number one on the list, and Star Wars was number five.
So oh, you said five? Okay.
So
I mean,
I think Harry Potter is.
It's
so
huge.
I think what is good about Harry Potter is you do have the theme park, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean,
but
it's big enough to have
and
a theme.
The movies. There's been eight movies.
I would go with something that's way more popular amongst the general population, like a video game like Mario.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, that is.
I forgot about
Mario's very valid. If Pokemon's up there, Mario's got to be.
Yeah. But what else did Mario turn into? Was Mario a cartoon ever?
It's
like
his toys?
It's been toys.
And
it's been
like
movies. It's been all sorts of things.
I just think it's so still in video game world that I don't know.
No, they have a Super Mario World, I think, in Japan.
Oh, what about Barbie?
Ooh.
Wow, that's a good one.
That's
Barbie
good.
Is a huge... Well, I don't know if you'd consider it a media franchise, though, because it started as a toy.
Or another toy, Legos. Legos comes out with Legos. Movies all the time.
And the
For
movies
sure.
Are, and the video games, yeah. I've played like 8 Harry Potter video games from the Lego yeah. movie.
And I can fit like 16 Ooh. In my mouth.
What?
That is not
unrelated, but helpful.
Why are you putting them in your mouth?
I don't know. They feel good.
Wait, I don't know if this is dumb to ask. Does Disney count as one of these or no?
No, no, it's just like a Disney. Company. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, like if you said Mickey Mouse, that would probably work.
Let's get the question one more time.
Pokemon and Star Wars are some of the most popular media franchises in history, but I need you to come up with the other three franchises that topped Forbes' list of highest grossing in media. Remember, these franchises could have started as a book or a film or a TV show or a video game, but may have expanded to other mediums. And here's a hint because you're clearly struggling with this.
Uh-oh.
Two of these franchises are foreign, and one of them is from North America.
Oh my god. So, okay, Mario Brothers is a good idea. I just had my other foreign idea.
Oh.
Hello Kitty.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That is huge.
That
Lock
is a good
in.
One.
That is really
yeah.
good.
Like, yeah, in Japan and just all over the world.
You know Alexis dressed up in all Hello Kitty clothes.
Oh, my God.
I did love Hello yeah. Kitty.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Hello Kitty?
I totally forgot about
but
her.
That's yeah. perfect.
Aw, miss her.
She had the backpack. She had the pocketbook.
Yes.
The flip phone.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Alexis, what are you thinking?
Okay,
here?
So how many do I need to list off right
three.
Now?
I need three from you.
Okay, I'm gonna lock in Hello Kitty,
good.
Legos, and Mickey Mouse.
Yes, let's go.
Yes, that's Forbes solid.
Is, I like it.
Forbes' list of the highest grossing media franchises was bookended by Pokemon and Star Wars, but I asked you to name the three franchises in the middle of the top five, and you said Hello Kitty, Lego, and Mickey Mouse. The real answers are number two, from Asia, Hello Kitty.
Yes! Right.
Thank you, Brooke.
Does Let's apparel, go. Cartoons, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number four, we'll skip down to number four from the United States, Mickey Mouse and Friends.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Yeah, thank you, Jose.
And number three from the United Kingdom.
Jeff is praying for Legos.
It's not going to be Legos.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh! Of course!
There's... I thought Winnie the Pooh was from Canada.
No, he's
A.A. Milne is clearly from England.
Oh, okay.
I thought
That's
he was,
right.
I thought he was German.
No, he was named after a bear at a London Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
That was from Canada.
Okay, I'll give you that, I guess.
All right, well, we got close, but didn't Dang quite it. Get all of them. So, Alexis, you're going to get shocked, and someone wanted to hear you sing Friday by Rebecca Black.
Oh, jeez.
That's giving me
It's an oldie for Alexis.
That was yeah, good.
Nice so throwback.
Funny. This is like middle school. Okay.
It's like Elvis.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I think she got shocked.
Wow. That was actually more rhythmic than the actual Friday song, yeah. though. So good job on that, Alexis. That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.